All right then, guys, we're going to test this out. As far as I'm concerned, you guys can see me just fine. However, I don't know if you can see it on your end, but the camera is bouncing around like nothing you've ever seen. Now, I put it in 0.5, so I'm hoping that I can just crop in and the bounce won't be visible. But we'll see. This will be a test video, or if you see it on the channel, if, like they say in the movies, if you're seeing this, it worked. So what I want to talk about is something that me and my friend were talking about the other day when I saw him in London. And we're driving around in his Ferrari and we're going for lunch and stuff like that on a like middle of a day on a Tuesday. And I was saying to him, I was like, look, my life is better now at 32 than it ever was. He's 30 years old. And he was like, same with me. And you know what it's like when two guys are talking, you're just like, I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life. I feel as though, you know, we just had a quick discussion and we were saying, you know, I said to him, basically, I was like, do you find it weird that, I was like, yeah, are you seeing the same thing? And here's the thing, like, I won't go into, I mean, not that he's done anything wrong, but I won't dive into detail because he's a married man. And it's hard to obviously talk about, but like, I think guys noticed, do you know what I mean? That's all we were talking about is what we noticed. And we both said, we were like, are you getting the most female attention of your life from girls that are like 19, 20, 21, 22 years old? It was just like, yeah, it's pretty insane, right? And, get over, man. And when you add it all up and you think you're in the best shape, you're making the most money, you're the most intelligent you've ever been, you've got the most assets you've ever had. And, you know, women from the age of 40 down to like 18 are interested in you. And it's just insane. And I just thought it'd be a really interesting video for you guys. I've just disappeared into the darkness. I do apologize. But I thought it'd be a really interesting video for you guys to talk about two different types of men at 30, okay? And what I mean by this is the traditional journey versus what now seems to be the male advantage, being very, very concrete in terms of the evidence provided. I mean, I've been traveling around the world quite a lot in the last like week. I've been in like 4 or 5 different major countries. And yeah, it's just ridiculous, quite frankly. It is ridiculous. Like the level of life you can have, the level of attention. And I just want to explain to you guys, like, for example, the average guy, let's call him Bob. I think I talked about Bob before. He's 30 years old. And I've said often on videos that you're only as old as your net worth. Now, there's obviously other factors. You're only as old as like your waistline and stuff like that. But what I meant by that was your life progression. So if you're in like crazy shape and, you know, you've got a lot of money in the bank and you're doing really well in life and you're 30 years old, you're probably going to feel like you're way ahead. You're probably going to feel as if you're young. You're probably going to feel as though your whole life's ahead of you and you've got things on the horizon and what's next. You're going to be buzzing. Whereas, bear with me, I've just realized that, there we go, the back window is open. You're probably going to be very excited for the future. You're probably going to think that there's a lot more to come for you. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a great position to be in. But the average guy, and this is what's so hard for me to get across to people and me to explain to people, is that the male advantage is real. It's the greatest thing in a male life. It's unbelievable. But there's basically no evidence of it. And it's just like, Chris, what the hell are you talking about? What do you mean there's no evidence of it? And it's like, well, most guys who are 30 years old are 20% body fat and beyond. I mean, the average is 21, right? So 21% body fat and beyond. The average guy is making 3K per month, which is, you know, very good money. And there's a lot you could do with that money. And you should never turn your nose up at that sort of money. But with bills, you can't really save a lot. It's hard. I've been in that situation. It's very, very difficult to put money away. It's very, very difficult to, you know, make a dent in anything that you want to do. And then when you do and you go and get a mortgage or something or a new car, you find that you're having to save again for another, 6, 7, 8 years, 10 years just to get the next thing. there's only, you know, there's only so many decades that you have in a lifetime before you die. And it's just like, well, what am I supposed to do? Like, what's going to run out first? Energy, willpower, money, or life? Right? And it's really, really difficult. So you've got the average guy who's doing that, who's in that scenario, who's not making, you know, great money, who isn't in great shape, who never figured out how to dress, never wanted to learn multiple languages, never really worked on orthotropics, lowering his body fat, skincare, anything like that, just doesn't take any pride in his clothes, his car's never clean, smells like shit, you know, always buys a cheap cologne. Like, that's pretty normal lifestyle, that's a pretty normal guy. Well, his life sucks. And it's interesting because it's like the first year of the end of the great male filter. And it's funny that the male advantage begins at the final year of the great male filter, where you've either done it or you haven't. And that doesn't mean you can't play catch up. That doesn't mean that you can't get back to the drawing board and make it happen at like 41. And I'm making a video on this soon that if you're gonna, like, just get to the male advantage. I don't care. Just get to being a top 1% man, even if it takes you to your 48 years old. Because the thing is, women never go away. Fitness is always there. You can always claim it somehow. You can always be in top 1% for your age bracket. And, you know, it's there on the table for you guys. Like, you can punch in. And I promise you that that lifestyle from 48 onwards, let's say, is better than just experiencing it for those few years is enough. It is enough to make you go, wow, my life was incredible. Because you just forget. Within like 2-3 years, you just forget how you were living before. And you just become this new guy. And you're like, this is my life now. This is the access that I have to the world. And you just forget all about it. So it's like, if it happens to you, you know, it happens to you at like 49, go for it. It won't. You'll do it quicker because you'll work hard, because I know what you guys are like. You wouldn't be on this channel if you weren't. But, you know, you have to chase this shit because it is worth it. If it takes 20 years of grind, it is worth it. I promise you. So keep going, right? But this is what you've got. You've got at the end of the great male filter, you've got one guy who's 30 years old, who's very average, who is just a normal guy, who's telling you your best years are in your teens and 20s. Enjoy them. Go and travel while you're young, you know, settle down, get married, find the first pretty woman. This is what they'll tell you, right? You'll be at school, you'll be 18 years old, you'll have a pretty girlfriend, and the bloke will say, you should lock her down, you should marry that one. Trust me, mate, you should marry that one, she's beautiful. Because they've got a scarcity mindset. They are petrified that they're going to lose things. They've never had stuff like that in their life. So as soon as you find one pretty woman, they're like, lock that one down. They don't come along often. And it's like a guy who has actually reached the male advantage years, who's at the very top, he would look at a woman like that and be like, yeah, she's cool, I'll take her on a date, but like, I'm not going to stress. Like, this is very, very normal to me. I'm not blown away by her. Like, yeah, sure, she's pretty, but the other one was prettier the other day. So he's going to have a completely different mindset, and he's going to be thinking longevity. He's going to be thinking, why would I settle down now when I've got a million and one options and I don't see any signs of decline? Like, that's the big thing here. It's like, if you're getting better year on year, I just don't really see what a problem becomes. Like, if you're 38 years old and you've been getting better every single year and your life's been improving, I don't see how it falls off a cliff. That's my argument. I don't see how it just goes and just come straight over. It's gonna either stagnate and remain and then have a slow decline, or it's gonna start, let's say, declining at 38, and it's gonna be very slowly because it's gonna go at the same rate that it rose up at. But in my opinion, I think it will stagnate. I think it will be like, I can't take this any further. I've pretty much reached my peak. And your whole job there is to maintain it. And if you have reached a peak and you're making very good money, I mean, you've got testosterone, you've got stem cells, you've got all sorts that you can do. You've got, you know, you can compensate. You can take an extra day off a week and have more energy. Or like, then you see in your face you've actually recovered. You actually look a little bit better. And that's what I mean about getting to those male advantage years, like getting to the top 1%, because you can just do shit that just brings youth back and whatnot. You can pull the things in play that you didn't have before. So it's really not a problem, right? But like I said, you've got two guys, 30 years old, living completely different lives. One guy is absolutely killing it, traveling around the world, all the time in the world, going for lunch with his friend on a Tuesday. And, you know, you got one guy stressed up to the eyeballs saying life's over. What do I do from here? Like, everything's on the decline. Everything's as bad as it's ever been. He's like, oh, I got back pain now. Life's terrible. It's so much harder to get in shape. It's a... And one guy has been working on himself. He's made it through the male filter. Who's just like, my whole life's ahead of me. It's going to be incredible. And this is why I always stress to you guys. You're only as old as your net worth. You're only as old as your waistline. Obviously, that's something I came up with today. But I say these terms to you to make you realize that... Like, I'll give you an example. If you were 29 years old, you were turning 30 tomorrow. And somebody said... You've got 10 million in the bank. How do you feel? And you're 10% body fat. How do you feel about turning 30? You'd be like, I feel amazing. Like, life's ahead of me. I can't wait to see what the next era brings. Like, I feel so young. If you were like 25% body fat and you were in your overdraft, you had minus £500 in your bank account and payday was like, I don't know, 10 days away. Everyone would be going, happy birthday. And you'd be like, is it a happy birthday? Just getting fucking older. Life's shit. You're going to be that guy. And it's funny because both guys are the same age. Both guys are 30 years old. But the situation that they're in, their outlook on life, their positivity, etc., worlds apart. Worlds apart. And this is why I think it's so important to almost like... Just only focus on the top level people. Only focus on the top level guys. Like, why would you take advice from somebody who's not where you want to be? Because at the end of the day... What are you flashing me for, son? Chill out. At the end of the day, you're not gonna, you know, you don't want to be where that bummy person is, right? You don't want to be at their level. You don't want the things that they've got. So why would you take any inch of their advice? Why would you even lend your ear to them for even 10 seconds? There's nothing they can tell you. They've lived a different experience to the one that you want to live. If you're a guy who wants to travel the world, and they have one holiday a year to Butlins. Like, I just don't know what that person can teach you. And you guys got to be so, so careful in life. Because these people that are living that low-level life, they'll pollute your mind. I try and read through as many YouTube comments as possible. I don't always reply to all. I'm trying at the moment, guys. But I read all of them. I scroll through. So don't worry. I see everything. And one guy said... This is all cope, like, you know that peak years for a man is 23 to 28, and it's like, yeah, for the average guy, I'd actually agree. Like, I'm not even going to disagree with that. Like, for the average guy, it probably is, right? And, ooh, that's a cue. Yeah, for the average guy, it probably is. It's probably 23 to 28, but for everybody else, oh, bear with me, I just got to join this. That's fucking busy. Trucks and everything. Yeah, for the average guy, 23 to 28 is probably correct because, you know, how's it going to get better than that? That's almost like you're in the great male filter years there where it's going to start to decline, but you're also in years where, you know, your body fat's going to be naturally low in the alcohol and the nights out and the low wages. It doesn't really matter at that point. You're still able to uphold it. You're still able to have a decent life without it. So, yeah, it's not going to affect people too much, but... Once you go past that, that's when it's like, if you've been making shitty decisions, if you've been treating your body like shit, it's going to hit you. It's going to hit you. It's going to hit you hard. You're in trouble. Serious trouble. So, you know, that's why the world's got two different takes, or the world's got one take. Guys like me, guys like my friend that I was with the other day, we've got a different take. We see the world differently. 30 and 32 years old saying, what's next? Like, I can't wait. The future, this year is going to be the biggest year of our life. We can't wait to see what it holds. And then you've got the average guy who's just like, nah, I've had my best years now. My life's over. And it's like, I used to play a high, very high level of football. I was in the professional game, but I was really, really young where it wasn't a signed contract, but I played a few matches. I'm telling you now, I'm quicker, stronger, more flexible, more powerful, and probably a better footballer today if I just went on the pitch at 32. And most people start thinking about, my body's packed up now. I can't run anymore. It's because I never stretched before. It's because I never went to the gym before. It's because I never did sprint training like I do now. And I never had a clean diet. I'm on top of everything. And I think when you add all these elements into your life, you start to see the real you. And it's funny because, you know, anybody who's done a similar thing to me, they'll tell you, I'm 32 years old, I'm fitter, stronger, faster, more flexible, my skin's better. Yeah, I've got less hair, but, you know, I feel like I look better, I'm in the best shape of my life, I've got more muscle, I'm stronger. It's just, it all comes together, and it's just like, it comes from who you want to choose to be. It comes from who you want to decide to be. I mean, like I said, I'll end on this. You got two guys, 30 years old, entirely different points in their life. You know, when you're 21, you got two guys and their lives are similar. Two 21-year-old guys, very relatable, you know. I go out, I get drunk, I sleep with women, I've just finished uni, what uni did you go to? It's all similar. They all wear the same clothes, they try and do the same shit, they watch the same stuff and whatnot. You get to 30, as long as you've gone through your great male filter successfully and you've done the right things, guys, it's entirely different. Let's just burn everybody. Why are we sat here? It's entirely different. So then you just become an enigma. You become what I've always told you guys, an outlier. Like, who is on that level? Who's doing the things that you're doing? Nobody. Nobody's doing that. Right, I got a new road system here. This could be difficult. No, it's exactly the same as it used to be. So why have they closed all the roads for like the last 10 years? Fucking hell. It's a massive project. I've never seen anything like this, guys. Sorry, I got very distracted there. But yeah, that's pretty much a wrap, guys. That's pretty much everything I wanted to say. And I'm gonna hazard a guess, because I'm not actually looking at the camera right now, that I have been in pitch black for about 30 minutes. So I do apologize, but I know a lot of you prefer to just listen. I know you put your headphones in and go for a walk. So at the end of the day, not seeing my face might actually be a positive. So we'll end on that note, guys. And the supplements, the coat, ready for pre-order now. They're in stock within like literally 5 days to 10 days, depending on which product. I think supplements within five. And I think the coat's within 10 days or something like that. They're the highest quality material you can use for trench coats. Gabardine, which is just ridiculous. It's called the Rolls-Royce material of trench coats. I wouldn't let you guys down. I'm not making anything that I wouldn't wear myself. You'll see me wearing it all the time. A lot more clothing to come after that. You want to join us on the school community, it'll be stuff like this all the time, you know, these real personal calls. And on that note as well, 1M International, which formerly was known as 1M House, excites the hell out of me, right? When I met the guys in person, I was like, I know what I want to do with my life. I was like, I know where I want to be. I know what I want to do with this brand moving forward in the future. It's the one thing that excites me more. So what I'm going to do, five people per month can come to my house in London, and I'm going to teach you everything. I'm going to do like a 2-day, 3-day probably. It makes more sense to fit everything in. I'm going to do like a 3-day intensive coaching seminar where I just go through everything with you. Marathon mindset, workout, diet, orthotropics, how to become a better looking man, body language and tonality, confidence and comfort zone training. I'll take you shopping, I'll show you some fashion. We'll probably do a supercar meetup. You know, we'll go for two meals and stuff like that. And that'll be paid for, the two meals. But yeah, I think it'll be something like, I want to make sure, like people always say to me, you leave money on the table, you should charge more. Yeah, but I'm also a man of the people, and I understand what it was like to be where I was at the start of my journey. And here's the thing. Some people will be in the UK. Great, okay, it'll be affordable for them. Some of you might want to fly over. So if you want to fly over, you're going to have to get a hotel, because you can't all stay at my house, right? You're going to have to get a hotel, you're going to have to get flights, you're going to have to get everything included on top of that. You're going to have to buy food, spending money, etc. So I want to make sure you've got that money in reserve. So I think I'll charge something like £799, like £799. I might change it to dollars or something. I think it's pretty universal, then everybody understands it. And then that way you guys have got enough money for hotels, flights, etc. Maybe, you know, 1,000 all in, and you can get the whole trip done. So yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to limit it to 5 people per month. It'll happen every single month, so 60 people per year. I'll open it up very soon. Once we've got 5, we'll do the first month, but I expect 60 to roll through the door pretty quickly. So once we've got 60, we'll cap it for the year. Nobody else can come in. I just want an intensive 2-3 days once a month with 5 guys. And we'll just take it from there. So it'll be limited to 60 places, but yeah, I'm gonna teach you guys everything. I'm gonna give you business seminars. I'm gonna bring some of my friends in who are mega rich, and they can give you some advice on different stuff as well. So I'm gonna be putting all that together in the next, probably tomorrow. I'll probably launch it. It's obviously an easy launch. We've got the location potentially in London. I'm looking at a property in London, which is outrageous. So you guys would love that. You'd get to come to the house with me, see how I work, see how I live, what time I get up, what I work on, my routine. And then, I'll just show you guys everything you need to know. So, but that's the video, guys. Hope you enjoyed me being in complete darkness. That's what we do on this channel. We don't give a shit. We're different to everybody else. The production quality is a 0. The content is a 10. Welcome to First Man. Appreciate you guys. See you soon.